This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, April 29th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon, I'm Hannah Pagel. House Ag Committee Democrats have offered up a counterproposal on the Farm Bill that suggests using USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation funding authority to shore up commodity programs and crop insurance. The one-page summary was delivered to the committee's Republican majority during last week's congressional break. It opposes eliminating USDA's Section 5 CCC authority entirely, but Ranking Member David Scott is proposing using alternative methods of capturing CCC funds. Section 5 of the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act is the broad spending authority USDA is granted to make decisions on certain programs. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack used the money to fund the Biden administration's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities initiative, and former Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue used the account to fund everything from trade assistance to pandemic aid. Some of the priorities of the Democrats' proposal include a significant investment in the farm safety net, including making crop insurance more affordable for beginning farmers, and providing enhancements to the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, as well as commodity marketing loans. Dems would also like to add additional money to fund some nutrition assistance programs, like offsetting the cost of eliminating the ban on supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits for people with felony drug convictions. Philip Brasher and Noah Wicks dive deeper into the report in their coverage on AgriPulse.com. A series of tornadoes struck the Midwest this weekend, leveling homes and communities across Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says many of the tornadoes were reported as EF3 intensity,
with wind speeds ranging from 136 to 165 miles per hour estimated. There may have been a couple that were stronger than that. Teams are still out looking at the damage, looking at all the impacts from these many, many tornadoes. It's going to take several days to get that all pinned down. A third streak on the 26th moved from Missouri into Iowa, and then there were streaks further south as well, one from southeastern Kansas into west central Missouri, and finally a fifth streak of tornadoes across Texas.
Rippey says this is the first big outbreak of tornadoes this year.
The early count is that there were 86 tornadoes on Friday, April 26th, and another 39 on Saturday, April 27th. Now, it is quite possible that many of those tornadoes that are counted individually will be merged together as the crews go out, survey the tornadoes, and end up realizing that, well, this was just one tornado instead of four or five as initially reported. So those numbers could come down. But again, the first 3 days of that outbreak, 135 U.S. tornadoes, another two on Sunday, April 28th, to bring the four-day total to 137, based again on those early reports.
In other news, the national sorghum producers are pushing for a strong safety net in the next farm bill. Craig Meeker is the chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. He says he wants to see a real safety net that supports farmers.
When I'm walking 20 feet in the air on a tightrope, the safety net 6 inches off of the cement, that doesn't save me. It doesn't even help. I've already hit the cement before the net catches me. So we need to bring that net closer to where we're at, that, you know, bring that net up. If it's 10 feet off of the ground, now that saves me before I hit the cement. That's the kind of increase to reference prices that we're looking for, making sure that it's an actual safety net.
Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th, on the National Mall.
That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Hannah Pagel.